may not be happy. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's because a U.S. congressional delegation is visiting Taiwan.
Democrat Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts leading this delegation, made up of four Democrats and one Republican. The course's visit comes just 12 days after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a stop in Taiwan. And that visit angered the Chinese. Warplanes have been crossing the Taiwan Strait on a daily basis since her visit. 10 flyovers just today, according to Taiwan's defense ministry.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. The delegation will meet with senior leaders in Taipei to talk about regional security, trade, and investment. It's been just about a week since the FBI raided the Florida home of former President Trump. The search warrant has been unsealed, but the underlying affidavit has not.
This is such a high-profile and very strange way of going about getting documents from a former president that the affidavit is going to be absolutely necessary if we're going to have full transparency.
Senate Republican Chuck Grassley, a source, tells Fox News that some of the items taken were protected under attorney-client privilege and possibly executive privilege. The federal government claims the records were classified. President Biden is eager to sign an economic bill that tackles climate, health care, and taxes. It was passed by Democrats with zero Republican support.
You don't spend more money during when you have inflation because you want to bring inflation down, and you don't raise taxes when you're in the middle of recession. So both things that they're not supposed to do, they did in this bill.
Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez of Florida, the bill will be signed when President Biden returns from vacation. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
First responders in eastern Pennsylvania were called to a pair of tragedies last night, allegedly caused by the same suspect.
It started with a vehicle crashing into a crowd by the intoxicology department bar and restaurant. The victims were attending an event benefiting the victims of a deadly house fire. Then a short while later, the driver crashed again, killing a female passenger. The man has been arrested.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The first crash happened in Berwick, the second in Nescopeck, the same town where 10 people were killed in the house fire. A convicted California killer could be granted a new trial. Attorneys for Scott Peterson argue the jury was compromised.
Rochelle Nice, dubbed by some as Strawberry Shortcake during the sensational double murder trial in 2004, is at the center of the defense motion. Peterson's attorneys argue Nice lied on her juror questionnaire about being a victim of domestic violence when she herself was pregnant. Their theory? She didn't tell the truth so she could get on the jury to punish Peterson for killing his unborn child. Peterson has served nearly two decades on death row in San Quentin State Prison after he was found guilty of murdering his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn son in 2002.
Fox's Laura Engel. Police officers see a lot on the job, but an officer in South Florida says a recent beating death of a dog was one of the worst cases of animal abuse he's ever seen. A five-month-old golden doodle suffered head trauma, bruising, and muscle damage. The animal was also having a hard time breathing when it was brought to an animal hospital in Collier County. The puppy's owner is under arrest. A walrus in Norway has been euthanized after officials decided it posed a risk to humans. People had been warned to stay away from the 1,300-pound mammal, but didn't. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.